Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Come on, everybody.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. We are so glad and elated that you have stopped by the program today. Before we get started, we'll say a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for your grace in the hand of Father today. We thank you for your teaching, for the what we will hear today. We thank you that we will keep our focus on you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us the gift of true contentment today, dear Heavenly Father. And dear Heavenly Father, as we go about this show today, dear Heavenly Father, where are you going in this life? Maybe to help somebody stir their life in the right direction, making the most of their life while they are here on earth, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name, and we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, we're going to be talking about where are you going in this life? You know, not the place where you're headed, whether it's on a train or bus or car, but rather the direction you have decided in your life. You know, life is full of questions. And I know you're saying to yourself right now, question of the what, the how, the when, and why of life are all important. All of these things, what, how, when, and why of life are very important. You know, these questions can be wrapped up in one single question for the title that I gave it today, where are you going? You know, I went through the scripture in the Word of God, and an argument between two brothers about their inheritance prompted Jesus to tell a story about a man who thought he knew exactly where he was going in life. And when I tell this story, some of you all will notice some of the things that have happened in your life as well. You know, a man and a crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brothers to give me my share of what our father left us when he died." Jesus answered, "Who gave me the right to settle arguments between you and your brother?" That's the first question. Then he said to the crowd, "Don't be greedy. Owning a lot of things won't make your life safe." When you think about that, all the things you're trying to get here on earth, where are they taking you? You know, Jesus also told a story in the Word of God. A rich man's farm produced a big crop, and he said to himself, "What can I do?" Question. "I don't have a place large enough to store everything." Semicolon. Later he said, "Now I know what I'll do. I would tear down my barns and build bigger ones where I can store all my goods and gain. Then I'll say to myself, you have stored up enough good things to last for years to come. Live it up. Eat, drink, enjoy yourself. Again, I ask you, where are you going in this life? But God said to him, you fool, tonight you will die. Then who will get what you have stored up? My. You know, this is what happened to people who store up everything for themselves, but in the sight of God. And as we go to scriptures, to Luke 12, 13 and 21, I'll read a few of those verses. And the word of God saying, Luke chapter 12, starting with verse 13, the word of God says, and one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, man who made me a judge or a divider over you. Verse 15 say, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he spake a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto them, thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. When, whom shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that laid up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. When we think about it, where are you going in this life? Life is more than me. Life is more than getting bonds, getting more houses, getting more bank accounts, getting more clothing, more cars. Life is more than that. When you think about that, just sit down when you have a moment and think about, is there meaning to my life? Yes, there is. You know, what have changed because you have lived? Had you thought about that? People have long wondered what the meaning of life is. But I think it's more important to consider what meaning there is in your life. When you think about it, what is your life? Perhaps a stranger began to question. Your life on this world is brief. When you think about it, just traveling through like a shadow without hope in this life. There is no expectation of continuance on in this world. We understand that we die. The world is a tough place. You're never going to get out of it alive. You're going to leave here one day. So where are you going in this life? Have you made up your mind to follow Christ Jesus? Have you made up your mind that things go by so quickly? Your life was given to you by God. God made you and I. He fashioned by God. All souls, all life belong to God. We don't own anything. What we have is just loaned to us for a season. You know, when you think about it, but things have a habit of disappearing. Have you realized money you may have in the bank or in your bank account or in your pocket? It's like all of a sudden you're walking around, it's like holes in your pocket. And you be saying, I know I had $10. I know I had $100 to go do thus and so, thus and so. But are you doing it for you, or are you doing it for the kingdom of God. If you do it for the kingdom of God, you will see an increase. You will see a blessing. Where are you going in this life? Not just taking a trip, which is good. Not just doing this, this, and this. But what are you doing in this life for God? He put you here for a reason. You know, Jesus told another story about a man who on the surface had it all, yet in fact, he lacked something. You know, a parting man asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" See, that's what we should think about. Where are you going in this life? One day you're going to leave here. Are you storing up stuff in a barn, in a house, in the bank? Or are you storing up treasures that one day you will be in heaven with Jesus? Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? Only God is good. You know the commandments. Be faithful in marriage. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not tell lies about others. Respect your father and mother." He told his disciples, you know, Jesus told them, "I have obeyed all these commandments since I was young." That's what he was telling Jesus. When Jesus heard this, he said, "Well, there is one thing you still need to do. Go, sell everything you own. Give the money to the poor." A lot of you all don't want to do that. You want to keep everything you have, saving it for a rainy day, you say, from clothes, dishes, cars, and all. And you will have riches in heaven. "Then come and be my follower." You mean you got to be God's follower in this life. He made us. He created us. We are made in his image. You know, when the man heard this, he was sad because he was very rich. You know, for a person that has never really been rich, he know how to enjoy the things of life that God have given him. He know how to say thank you. He know how to take the right direction. He know about prestige and status. He know what God has for him through the word of God. You know, Jesus said, how sad the man was. You know, this man was sad. So he said, "It is terribly hard for rich people to get into God's kingdom. In fact, it's easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich person to get into God's kingdom." You know, when the crowd heard this, they asked, "How can anyone else be saved?" You know, Jesus replied, "There are some things that people cannot do, but God can do anything." I'm going to say that again. There are some things that we as people cannot do, but our God can do anything, any and everything that we need. All we have to do is have him first in our life. You know, when I read over in the scriptures, Peter said, "Remember, we left everything to be your follower." That means you have to leave everything. Sometimes you got to leave father, mother, husband, sister, and brother in a sense to follow Jesus. The ministry he has put you in on this side, in this life, what are you going to do about the ministry that's laying dormant in your belly? The words that God have given you to speak, what are you doing? Are you using them to glorify God, or are you using them for self? Think about that. You know, Jesus answered and said, "You can be sure that anyone who give up home or wife or brother or family or children because of God's kingdom will be given much more in this life." My. "And in the future world, they will have eternal life." I'm going to turn over to Luke, the 18th chapter, and read a few verses from that. And maybe we'll enlighten you a little bit more on where are you going in this life. And in Luke chapter 18, starting with verse 18, the word of God said, "And a certain ruler asked him, saying, 'Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' That's what we need, you all, eternal life. That's some of one of the main goals where you are going in this life, to know one day that you will have eternal life. No matter what's going on in your life right now, are you living, are you hoping, are you praying, are you looking for that great day where you will be able to be with Jesus in heaven? Or are you just going around trying to be a bigger bonds, bigger bank account, bigger houses? Or are you thinking about where are you going in this life? You know, you're here to love. It is not something learned from the physical world. It is learned from our Maker. That's one of the things that you can do in this life on this side. And to know why God put you here, I'm glad you asked. He put you here to glorify him, to worship him, to praise him, to serve him. Jesus understood there is work to do while we are here. You know, and what gives meaning to our life is content, enjoyment. You need to have enjoyment in your life. You go through worrying about this and worrying about that on this side, that you can't enjoy the things that God have given you, even when times are difficult and when times are good. You need to love on this side, going in this life, how to help others, even when it's appreciated. Don't worry about it. You do your part. And at this time, I think I'll play us a song. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. We just had two people just came on. Today we are talking about where are you going in this life. You know, sometimes people are headed in so many directions. Some going by train, some going by bus, some by cars, some by airplane. But when you think about it, the direction you have decided to take in life, life is full of questions. And I ask you today, where are you going? Just think about it. You know, God have given us so many things to do on this side. Do you know where you're going today? Many people don't. In fact, many aren't going anywhere. They're standing up going round and round in circles. Others are traveling in circles, repeating the same thing over and over and over again. You know, the most important part is knowing where you are going in the first place. Where are you headed today in your life? When you woke up this morning, God blessed you to wake up. You give him praise. You give him thanks. But did you ask him today, Lord, what would you have me to do this day, on this side, in this life? You know, some people drift from day to day. They don't know which way they are going. You know, life, and claim it that they are carefree. They let life just take them where it might. And it may take you somewhere that you really don't want to go. So you need to ask God for direction. Others are so disorganized that they can't tell up from down. Their life is just chaos. It's so much going on in families throughout the land right now. It's so much going on in our cities, in our counties, in our parish, in our states. Every time you read the newspaper, you see something is going on in this life. And then you find yourself sometime at a standstill. Which way do I go? Do I go to the left? Do I go to the right? Do I go forward or do I go back? My suggestion is you go forward. Don't look back. Ain't nothing back there. Go forward. Let God lead you where he wants you to go. You know, and you know, extreme, you are not in control of your path. God is. You know, sometimes you have to show someone who doesn't write down that to do a goal. You know, many times I've done it myself. I'll be the first partaker, write down a to-do list for today. I would like to get this, doom, done today. And when you boil down to it, that's the blueprint you had for today. But did you ask God what blueprint he had for your life today? You so used to getting up, doing a routine. Let me get grits, or let me get French toast, or let me get whatever you want for breakfast or for dinner. You go to the same coffee shop day in and day out. You go to the job not expecting any changes, anything. Have you got up and went to the job and say, today, God, you direct me. You say, talk to Sally today. Give Billy a word today. That way you know where you're going when you leave home. When you get in your car, God have already directed you. I want you to go two blocks, make a right turn, and come to a stop sign, make a right turn. And you asking God all kind of questions. God, why am I going this way? He is taking you somewhere today in your life. Something that you've never seen before. Something that you've never experienced before. That he will get the glory, not us. He will get the glory. So when you start up and when you find yourself, you've been saying, you know what? I've been looking for this place for 10 years. People have told me about it, but I didn't even know how to get to it. God has sent you there today for a purpose. You went right to it. You didn't hesitate. You didn't even get lost because you followed his direction. Where are you going in this life? Are you following the direction of God? Or are you following the direction of yourself? And when you find out you're following the direction of God, things will work out that day just as God has planned them. Not like you planned them, but what you planned might have been chaos. Do you know where you are headed today and how to get there? You know, knowing where you are going is the first step in getting there. And here are a few things that you can write down or you can jot down or remember. I started off with a to-do list. Keep a detailed to-do list. It doesn't matter if it is on paper, on your smartphone everybody's using, on your computer. What is important is that you are aware of the tasks that you need to do and write them down. You know, at the close of the day, sometimes a lot of us, I'm not being me too. A lot of us at the close of the day, and you say, what did I accomplish today? God gave me a beautiful day. Weather, good weather, blah, 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 blah. When you go to look at your to-do list, you find out you didn't do three things on your to-do list because God switched that list around. But at least you started off with a to-do list. Did you have Jesus at the top of that list this morning when you woke up and wrote your to-do list? Did you say, I will meditate on God's word today? I will read so many scriptures today. Or I need to study my faith confession today. Or I need to go over some lesson that I've had previous that I didn't know the answer. Holy Ghost, I need you to help me today. See, we start off with Jesus on our to-do list. We won't go wrong on where are we going today in this life. You know, a lot of us like to write calendars. We have calendars everywhere throughout the home, at the office. We wrote down, we're going to the doctor today. Or we going to meet Billy tomorrow. We going see grandmother, mother, or whatever. Auntie, uncle. I'm just paraphrasing, using some example. But where are you supposed to be today? Do you know? Manage your calendar, preventing conflict, last-minute issues, and can actually recover much wasted time. Give your calendar the attention that it deserves. You know, because so many times, we are running, we fishing for this, we fishing for that. We running with speed. I know I'm supposed to come on Blog Talk every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Unless something mighty come up that God have rearranged my schedule, I'm trying to be here on time. So when any guests come on, I will be on the line talking to greet them. And by the way, I want to greet all the guests that have tuned into the broadcast today. Where are you going in this life? Because sometimes we all get at a standstill. We don't know which way we want to go. We feel we should go in that direction, and sometimes we pull in four different areas of our life with family. We just have to stop and say, God, which direction you want me to go today in this life? Because I'm hearing this in the left ear. I'm hearing it in the right ear. I'm seeing it with my right and my left eye. My feet, left and right, is going this way. But I don't want to go no any place, Lord. I want to be led by you. I want to have the right direction today for my life. I want to be in the right status. I want to have the prestige that you have given me, not me myself. I don't want to hook nothing on to me that you didn't give me, Lord. So what direction today, Lord, you want me to take? And when you think about it, write down your goals. Do you have any goals in your life that you want to attain? So many people go through life just lackadaisy. You know, they don't have where they want to go, where they want to be a week from today, what they'd like to occur a week from today, even with the word of God in it. Where you want to be? Do you want to still be a missionary? Or do you want to be elevated to an evangelist? Do you want to be elevated to a prophet, an apostle, a bishop? Think about it. Where do you want to go in this life? Where do you want to be down the road? Think about it. What are your hopes and your dreams? Write them down. Look at them. Pray about them. Ask God, God, should I change anything that's on my list today, on my goals? You know, many people hesitate to write them down because they feel it locks them in. You know, you can change your goals as your life changes, and your life, keep living, your life will change. But you must have them in place to know. So when they start changing, you say, okay, last week I thought I was going to get this done with the car, but God showed me something different where this is what I needed to be done right now. You know, he can rearrange that list. Do something that you should be doing. You know, put priorities first. Do you know what priorities you have? Being productive is good, but working on the things that take you where you want to be is better. Make sure you do the things that matter most. And above all, we leave ourselves out. Take care of yourself. You know, we run around and take care of everybody and everybody's problems and complaints. But when do you sit down and take care of yourself? You won't be going anywhere if you don't take care of yourself, from your health, spiritual, and all. You know, too many people put off taking care of themselves. Make sure you maintain your health and well-being each and every day. That way, you'll know where you're going. But when you're running with blinders on, you're trying to give advice here, give advice there. And when you bow down to it, you say, well, I don't have nobody to give me no advice. Sit down and have a little talk with yourself today. Find out where you are going in this life, where you want to be this time in Jesus' name next week. Find out what goals you would like to attain. When you think about it, and you present them before God, you see you end up with a brand new list. Don't repeat yourself. Learn from your action. This is what experience is all about. Don't be afraid to take risks and make mistakes. We're all going to make mistakes in this life on this side. Just make sure you learn from them or you are bound to repeat them. Once you learn from your mistake, you know not to go back to them. But if you're not learning something, when you make a mistake and God show you the right things and the right way to go, you understand, where am I going in this life? Sometimes you need to partner with others. You know, the journey is much easier and better with others. Often your traveling partner can point out things along the way that you might have ignored or taken for granted. Sometime, pick up the phone, call someone that you know, that you can confide in, that you know have a connection with God. You may need to, some things God might be to show you and you haven't understood it enough yet. And you can go in and say, okay, God, I need some understanding today. I thought I was going this way, but something that come up, I'm going a different way. Am I going the right way? And sometimes he will give you other people on your journey that will help you. Do your habits today. You are what you do today. If you want to get where you're going, make sure you do your habits each and every day. It sounds simple, but it is not. Think about it. Where are you going today? Don't be afraid. And don't drift away in your daily life. Think about it. What do I want to do today? What do I want to accomplish today that God has woke me up, started me on my way? What do I really want to do today with my life? Do I want to sit down and just eat bonbons and watch TV all day? Do I want to get up and go exercise? Do I want to get up and go walking? What do I really want to do today? In this life, on this side, it is so many beautiful things that God have given us. even as I was giving you the stories earlier from the Word of God, what God was saying about the man that was building bigger barns, the one that wanted his inheritance from his father, living a righteous living, and when it boiled down to it, he lost everything. But his father took him back home, gave him the best of everything that he could. But just think about it. God replied, there are some things that people cannot do, but God can do anything. You know, the bottom line is simply this. Most people chase after things which in the end do not really matter. Expensive homes, fancy cars, prestige and status. What is important is the path you take in life. Jesus tells us that there are only two paths to choose from. Go in through the narrow gate. The gate to destruction is wide, and the road that leads there is easy to follow. A lot of people go through their gate, through that gate, but the gate to life is very narrow, you all. The road that leads there is so hard to follow that only a few find it. Which path will you decide to take today? Where are you going today in this life? And I think I'll play us a song today.
But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I gotta see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've gotta see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing.
What?
Come on, you say, this is my season. for grace, for
praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I pray that because it is your season to reap. It is your season. Where are you going in this life? Make the most of life. Think about what is true, what is noble, what's right, and what's pure. What is lovely and worthy of respect. When we focus our lives on Him, God gives us the gift of true contentment. So if life is truly what you make it, choose to make it a good one. Learn to rely on the grace of God and His provision for your life, and always in Him. That is our lesson for today. Where are you going in this life? I hope that you enjoyed the lesson today. And just think about today, where are you going? You just might get where you're going if you really know where you are going. Share your thoughts. Do you know where you are going? Do you have written goals and to-do lists? No time for time, man. Check out everything today and check and see with God where you're going. What direction do He want you to go? And just sit down and think. Where am I headed today? Where am I going in life today? And until next week, I want all of you all to be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to Joy and Peace. Where are you going today? Know where you intend on going, to heaven or hell, and where you are going here on earth. The road that leads there is so hard to follow that only a few people find it. Which path will you decide to take today? So until next week, be blessed. Hope to talk with you all again next week. Bye-bye.